word of the day.
What up? Word of the day. Scrawl Nation. Get your phones ready. Get ready to text us and tell us what you think the answer is.
Yes, please. Use hashtag Scrawl Nation on Twitter or Facebook to give us answers. Or you can text us here in the studio. This number, the phone number here is 773-325-7341. Please send us your guesses or your questions or comments throughout today's episode.
Yeah, if you have any questions for Ryan, he will be more than happy to answer your texts or your tweets.
Yes.
Anyway, word of the day.
Word of the day.
This is very, very important. The word of the day, I'm going to cry if Brandon knows it, is bunkum.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. B-U-N-K-U-M.
I know I've heard this word before.
Well, you don't know it.
But so I'm not 100% base. Sure what it means.
So. It kind of sounds like it would operate better as an onomatopoeia. Like that's a noise that you make.
Is that a noise that you make?
Bunkum.
It's the sound of
when
like
do you use that noise?
Falling down the stairs.
Well, I don't use the noise. It just the noise happens when? In the right. world.
Please tell
things,
me when.
Things go bunkum. That's
things go bunkum
in the night.
In the night, yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
Things go bunkum.
So true. I'm thinking like on the real. I feel like I'm sorry. I'll never say that again. That's not true. But I feel like it means like when something is like hooey or hogwash or something.
What is a hooey?
Well, no, it's like. It's like an.
It's a floozy. It's
a no.
Reason. It's a. It's a
no, not at all. What?
None of those things. That is not the word that I said. How dare you?
No. When something is hooey, it's like it's why. Like so, like it's. I feel like it's an old person word, and that somebody would say.
You're really showing
like,
your age, Brandon.
You know what? It's fine. But like, so maybe something's like that. Someone says like. Okay, I went to high school with a guy who was a perpetual liar, right? And
didn't we all?
Right. I'm from Northwest Missouri, and he would come into school every week, after every weekend, and be like, guys, you'll never believe this crazy party I went to. And it was always in some tiny town in Northeast Kansas. Like, you guys are never going to believe this banging party I went to in Wathena this weekend.
So
I
woke up in a dumpster in Connecticut, right?
Right. Like- not even that. Like, he woke up in a dumpster in Troy, Kansas. Like, you guys, I went to this banging party in Elwood. Like, no, you didn't. There are not banging parties in Elwood, Kansas. But... So like he would say some story like these two chicks are just all over me the whole time. That is bunkum. That's a lie. That's hooey. It's hogwash.
I like that.
Bunkum.
I think that might be it. I was also thinking that it could be a Price is Right game. I don't know.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like
do those
Plinko?
Games have names?
Oh, Plinko.
Yes.
It's the only one I can think of.
Why have we never had America's bunkum. Favorite game be a Price is Right game?
I don't know, but it is
it's
legit,
gonna be next week.
Legit a dream of mine
it
to
is
be
America's
on the Price
favorite
is Right.
Game, literally.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Price is Right is one of those things where it's like you can even go and there's the small chance that you can get on the tiny, tiny fraction right. of a chance, but you go just for the opportunity. And what else do you go to when you're not even going to guaranteed to be participating?
Right. Like you just get to watch other people.
Yeah. That's
and it's
boring.
Still fun. Every single time I skipped school in elementary school, Price is Right.
I have a former student who won a car on Let's Make a Deal.
Oh, cool. That should be her fun fact in every single icebreaker.
I hope it is. Two truths and a lie.
You should say that as your fun fact. It's like, I know someone else who once won a car.
This didn't happen to me, but one time I knew a guy. It's like there's an episode of 30 Rock, which I'm full of 30 Rock references, where Pete, one of the producers of the show, tells everyone the whole episode that he saw Phil Donahue at a Cinnabon once, and then it turns out his cousin saw Phil Donahue at a Cinnabon once.
Classic.
That's
mix
my life.
Up.
That's my life. Okay, so
bunkum, huh?
Bunkum. What does bunkum mean?
You're sticking with the Price is Right game.
I'm going to go with the Price is Right game.
I'm going to say that it's that guy I went to high school with stories.
Yeah.
Actually, Brandon, you are pretty right.
Yes.
Bunkum means, except it's specific to politicians, insincere speech making by a politician intended merely to please local constituents. But I guess if you're taking it out of like the politician aspect,
right.
it would mean insincere talk, claptrap, humbug.
So you nailed it.
What is a claptrap?
My nickname in high school.
That's America's favorite game. That's America's favorite game.
How did he just nail that?
He literally knows everything.
You know, it's a
gift, really.
It's a completely impractical gift. It's one of those things where I tell people that my brain could be filled with the cure to cancer or the way to solve world hunger, but instead I know all of the lyrics to Destiny's Child's Survivor.
Well, that is way more useful. Yes, and way more useful.
Trivia nights, which is what cure for cancer, kill at trivia nights, which what,
I have
what's
indeed,
more important?
I'm indeed the 2-time reigning Equable Trivia Night champion.
Did you even get a point wrong that whole time?
I did. I got so serious.
I got a question wrong. I did. I remember actually a moment during the trivia when Ryan was real, real close to remembering the name of this NSYNC song, or was it a Justin Timberlake song?
I remember.
No, it wasn't
story.
Even. Yeah. Was it a JT song?
Yeah, it was Rock Your Body.
It was the one he was playing during the
when
infamous.
Janet Jackson Rock Your had Body. Yeah.
And I had the whole, I remember that night so specifically. I remember the exact lyric that he was on when he tore the dress off.
But you can't remember the name
and
of
I
this.
Could not remember the name of the song for the
He's
life
still
of me.
Very
it was
upset.
Killing me.
You can tell. I'm very upset about this.
It's one of those things like that bother me for a very long time.
Absolutely.
You should write the story in your memoir.
Yes.
I'm going to. It's going to be a whole chat.
Ryan McQueeny, the story of unrequited song titles. That doesn't make sense. That's not a thing.
We're done here.
I was being so clever and so on top of it until that.